Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna. Listeners, I'd like to, first of all, thank you for your time and listening support today. And I'd also like to thank our sponsors, and I'd also like to thank Atana for making this all happen. He is the inspirational healer this show is dedicated to. You've just heard a ton of music, and you'll continue to hear his music throughout the broadcast. He is an author, musician, master energy healer, international teacher, just to name a few. But what makes him really special is that he created a method to help as many people as possible on their healing journey, and that is called the Atana Method. The easiest way to find Atana is to Google him or his website, atanamethod.com. And we will be joined today on this episode by two guests, Carol and Saber. We'll bring them in just in a bit. But first of all, I'd like to welcome Atana. Hello, Atana.
Hello, wonderful Anna. Hello, wonderful listeners, Carol, Saber, and Dawn, our wonderful producer. I'm so happy that I am on air right now because we have so much exciting things happening. The second crystal store is opening up, and we are so happy to change the ley lines on this planet to make it more effectively supporting humanity and the planet and, of course, all the new frequencies that are coming in.
I love it. And do you know what? I've just realized the topic of today, the topic for the show is unconditional love. So we're going to talk about that. The perfect topic for today. And Atana, I've just worked out that your new crystal store is on a street. It's 804 Meridian Street. Is that, that's just like a total chance?
Well, you know, most of the things I do are divinely guided, and I'm doing my best to follow divine guidance. Sometimes, you know how it is, the ego kicks in and says, no, I want to do this. But then I realized it's better to go with the flow of the divine. And Meridian is the Meridian of Nashville, 804 Meridian Street. And with having the crystal store there, it's like the acupuncture points, the meridian points and places in your body. You can change consciousness and awareness and energy flow by having the meridian affected in a certain way. And these crystals, they're, of course, they're amplifying, they're conducting energy.
Well, I guess that store opens today at between 4 and 8 p.m. Is that correct?
Yes. It's a grand opening today. And if you want to jump by, come in and have some kombucha, some hors d'oeuvres, some vegan desserts, and a lot of crystal energy. I hope to see Saber and Carol later here. And, of course, Anna, Australia is not that far.
I'm going to jump on a jumbo jet and come over down to Meridian Street. So everybody, it's 804 Meridian Street. I love that. Anyway, let's get into this topic today, Atana, because it seems to be so perfect. We wanted to discuss unconditional love, and I wanted to ask, what is it and how can we cultivate it and how can we use it to help save the planet?
Yes. You know, unconditional love, we all talk about love. We all remember our very early stages on when we had experienced love and when we felt rejected. I feel the moment we talk about love, we also, and unconditional love, we also have to mention all these times when we were hurt through so-called love or lovers. And often when we open our hearts a little bit more than usual, we had these amazing experiences where we felt alive. And the more we feel alive and the more we open our heart, the more that part of the heart becomes almost consumed by mundane experiences. And the tough experience there is everything that is mundane in the beginning when you're in love and in your ecstatic experience of love becomes so extraordinary. And you become so alive and you feel every task, even the tiniest little minuscule task that's so mundane becomes exciting and an adventure. And every time that part of our hearts that we opens up, it becomes almost consumed by the mundane if we are not going further in that opening process of opening the next layer of the heart, almost like petals of a flower, of a lotus flower or rose petals that are opening up. And the next set of petals gives us a new, fresh, untouched love experience that then again will be consumed by the mundane. And so your momentum is really opening up and staying in that opening momentum. And then also, of course, expanding into the so-called ordinary or three dimensionality so that everything can participate in it. And that's just the ecstatic love. If we go even further into the unconditional love, the unconditional love brings us to a level of the greater love, of the enlightenment love, where we can truly become one and loving with all of existence, including ourselves. And that's an adventure. That's a big adventure. And we all go into, yes, I am in love with this, I love that. But really keeping that momentum of love and unconditional love open and active and activated every day, it's truly a task because it requires us going past that what we thought was the furthest expansion of our hearts and of our love. And we have to open another set of layers of petals to experience from a new place that has never been here before.
Mm. And that description of sort of feeling alive, is that the same, like that sort of ecstatic, alive feeling that you've just described, that connection, is that the same as well as when you talk in your work about awareness? Because you talk quite a lot about being more aware and being more present.
Yes. Yes, of course, the more you are in the present, the more you are in the moment, the more your heart is opening with it. There's different ways of consciousness. Many people can go with the intellectual awareness of consciousness, and that's okay too. That's fine. But when you want to make this holistic experience, a full rounded experience, and a full spectrum experience, then we want to make sure that we open the heart, that we open the mind, that we go from there on with our faculties intact to our enlightenment consciousness, because that's when we have full access. And there's different levels of enlightenment too. There's different levels of unconditional love. You know, some might say, hey, I'm unconditionally loving and I'm supporting right now Feed the Children. Then there's somebody that's unconditionally love activated and that goes like into the slums of Calcutta. Or there's somebody that says, I feel the unconditional love for animals, or I feel the unconditional love for trees, or I feel the unconditional love for oceans. or sea mammals, and or I feel unconditional love for humans. And the you have to look at the infinite amount of spectrum of diversity of the expression of the one being that we are. So in going into a full spectrum all the time is a big task. And I don't know if that's really our all of our job. Maybe our purpose, each of our individual purposes are a little bit different. But unconditional love is a frequency. It's a vibration. Is an energy, is a color that we can tangibly access and feel and focus on about any task that we're doing. And the most most important part for me is I want to put unconditional love into what I do as much as I can so that everything becomes effective and transformative. So it is also charged because unconditional love is a vibration, is a frequency that recharges. It's so-called one of the highest vibrations in this universe. And always when you look at the Jesus statues, you know, you look at the Jesus statue and you think about what is happening. Why is he just pointing on his heart? You know, and you see like an open heart with thorns and then you look at it and he just points at it. And that's like the whole freaking statue. It's like, hey, just look at the heart. You know, it's like the whole Bible teaching is right in this one motion. It's like, hey, just a heart, you know, hey, oh, what are you doing? He doesn't point to the head, right? He doesn't point to the knee. You know, you check out your knee or check out the neck. No, it's a point to the heart. And that's a really interesting insight. When you look at all the sacred teachers and healers and sages, when they are like Rumi, you know, in that desire of passionate love expression to the divine. And many sages and teachers say love is one of the most effective creation of the divine because it leads you right into enlightenment, right into connection with all that is. Why would we waste our time with doing anything else when we can go right back to our source with that act of divine unconditional love or starting to explore the frequency and vibration of love, the experience of love? Because if so much going on when you're in love, you are feeling rejected, you're feeling loved, you're feeling alone, you're feeling connected. And these moments, they are so intensely happening in every second of the experience of being in love. And when you are feeling, when you're in love, you're not ashamed. Like Rumi says, sneaking into the garden of the lover, beloved. You just want to be with your beloved. There's no other things to do than think about your beloved. So, and when you look at how many people are in love with an idea or with things or with other people, think about when you're like divinely, madly in love with yourself, with God, with the source, and you focus that energy on that true, magnificent, creative source of yourself.
Mm-hmm. What can you achieve? Well, I've got to tell you, Atana, that is how I experience you and your energy. And I think what I've learned through this work is it is the cultivation. You need to practice this stuff. And I think, you know, so many of us from our families, life, the way in which we're brought up, school systems, whatever you want, sort of channel us into this way that is opposed to what you've just spoken about. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we're going to come back, we're going to bring on one of our guests and we're going to talk about all the conditions that we put on love. So stay tuned, listeners, and we'll be back in a minute. Welcome back, listeners. This is Let's Talk Healing, and today we are speaking about unconditional love. What is it? How can we cultivate it and use it to help save the planet? We have a guest today with us, Carol, who I'd love to bring in at this point because we were having a little conversation about the conditions we put on love, and I thought that was a really interesting angle to discuss. So, hi, Carol. How are you?
Hi, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Great. I bet you're going to be at that crystal store opening too.
I am going to be at the crystal store, 804 Meridian Street in Nashville. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be amazing, and I'm so sorry that I can't be there. So, yes, so once again, if anybody wants to get to that opening, it's 804 Meridian Street today between 4 and 8 p.m., so go down and have a look at Atana's amazing, simply amazing, stunning, spectacular range of crystals. And the only way that I've been able to check them out is via Instagram, where you can have a look as well. I'm sure that going down there in person would be even more spectacular.
Then you have seen the big rose quartz that at this store.
I have.
Speaking of unconditional love and heart opening, you get to come to this store. You get to hug the rose quartz. That'll open your heart.
I'm fascinated. All I can think about when I've been looking at these giant stones is Atana. Did you have to reinforce the floor of this place?
Yes, I did have to reinforce the floor. I'm working on this place like since May, really, and now it's just a grand opening. I'm happy that. It is a process, so I've just put love into it as much as it needed. But now it's ready to serve Nashville and the greater area of Nashville and humanity, really, because it's going to activate, like, the unconditional love on so many levels.
Mm. Well, just on that topic, Carol, I'm fascinated. Let's have a chat about the conditions that people put on love. Let's have a chat about that.
Okay, so when I see the topic, unconditional love, I understand that it's feel good, right? It's like unconditional love is just like it's just the best nurturing, nourishing. But I grew up with many conditions, and I know lots of people grow up with conditions. I remember a time long before I knew Atana that I never birthed the child. So I don't have that experience of that, that unconditional love that comes automatically, with mother child. And so, but I had adopted children that we adopted when we were, they were 11 and a half, almost 12. So they had a lot of issues, with their early childhood and whatnot. So I went to the person I was working with at the time, and I said, I think I don't even understand unconditional love. I was aware at that time that I didn't grow up feeling unconditional love, and I was in a marriage that didn't feel unconditional. It felt very conditional. And I was a little bit aware, although my ego might say otherwise, I was a little bit aware that I was being very conditional with my children. And they would probably say I was very conditional. So I was like, help me to understand this, And I said to this person, I said, surely I've lived a life of unconditional love. In all of my past lives, surely I have had some experience of unconditional love that I can kind of tap into to help understand this. And so I did a past life regression with that, and that was really helpful for me to see into, a life where I did experience that. But it just like clarifies it for me that I, this is my journey of like, coming through the the shadow side of it, you know, like the darker side of it, and having that very conscious experience of opening up the heart and letting go of those conditions that were placed upon me and that I had placed upon my children, and you know, learning to have the love be unconditional. And it's a cool process, because it, when you work with Atana, as I did, and the Atana method, it seems to all kind of happen at the same time in a very graceful way. Because I, as you can imagine, was very much in my head, very much a mental, body, thinking person. There's rules, there's regulations, and love is conditional. And so how more I did my energy work and balanced my chakras and focused on my heart, it, you know, gradually everything started to shift and open up, and my heart started opening, and the awareness comes with it. The conditions just kind of fall away. It didn't seem to me like it was so much like, oh, here's my list of conditions, and okay, I'm going to scratch that one off and scratch this one off. It was more like the more I opened my heart and healed my heart and did the energy work, the less I felt the need for conditions. And the more I could identify when conditions were placed on me. So...
Well, you have an amazing awareness, Carol. Like, your self-awareness is extremely well-developed as well. So not everybody, I'm sure, would be able to see the conditions that they put on things either. So that in itself is a very, you know, developed quality in you.
Well, thank you. But it's heightened by the energy work that I did, the self-healing, the energy work that you learned with the Atana method. Because there were things that I, when I think of my life before working with Atana, I did have some good self-awareness, but not in the same way. I would want to fix things or heal things or work through things through my mental body, through my mental capacity. And so the working with Atana and the Atana method is what's like opened up my heart. And then it's like, then you have to like allow the flow between the mind and the heart, because you still have to work in your mind. You know, I mean, you still have to like live.
Yeah.
And function on a daily basis.
It's a tool, you know. It's a great tool. You can use it to help organize, direct, you know, compartmentalize. Your mind is an extremely important aspect of it.
Exactly. But when it's in balance with your heart, when you can have that flow between the two and have things in balance, then that's when you have like the best of both aspects.
Mm.
And we,
well, thank
we,
you for sharing that with us. Yeah, it's a really interesting perspective, because so many of us have got conditions everywhere, all over us.
We close down our hearts a lot when we're wounded and hurt. And then we just like go into the mind, you know, and say, you know, like, well, okay, I'll just shut that off and then I'll just think about something else. And so that's
sometimes,
part of the process.
Sometimes I just
want
to say that I experience this occasionally as well too. Sometimes when I want something out of life and life is not giving me what I feel that I really want, and that's when I get into that sort of state that you've just described there as well, like shut down a little bit. It's interesting because it's not just about people. It can also be about life or circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's what Atana was talking about. We go in and we work with the heart, work with the crystals, work with the energy, and open up another layer of the heart, or open up what we just closed off, at least. Right? You know, and then maybe open up another layer in addition to that.
And it and come up with something better, you know, that you've never even thought about. You know, I think my own experience with working with this work is a lot of it is surrendering. So it's surrendering to the work, and that is a very challenging thing. So you talk about just doing it and having faith. My experience is a bit like, in some ways, I have to surrender and let my mind let go of what the outcome is going to be. And then actually what happens is something more beautiful than I could have ever imagined from the first place, because it goes beyond my limited thought capacity of what I can create. So yeah, it's a really interesting experience to me.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's beautiful.
Well, Carol, thank you for sharing that with us. And it was really interesting thoughts around the conditional part. I just wanted to ask you as well, cultivating unconditional love to save the planet, do you have any words you'd like to share about that?
What I'd like to say to that is for everyone to remember that when they heal themselves, they heal the planet. You know, we are of Mother Earth. And so when we heal ourselves, when we heal our hearts, then we're healing the heart of the planet. That's what
beautiful.
Helps.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what helps move me forward.
Perfect. Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about unconditional love. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and today we are discussing unconditional love. If you like what you're hearing here and you want to hear more about it, the best way to connect with Atana is just to Google him. Atana has made himself very kindly so accessible to so many people through, you know, YouTube, all of the social media channels, basically, Atana is on, and he has a beautiful website, and you can find links there to his events, his classes, his courses, his healing sessions, his 1 months. If you don't know what they are incredible. He does them every single week. You can jump on and listen to them on the phone or go to them live. He's got his books, his music, and really the topic of the moment is the Crystal Store. Yay! At 804 Meridian Street. I found that out today, and I love that. But the fact that the Crystal Store is on Meridian Street is just perfect. And that's opening today between 4 and 8 p.m. Anyway, we're going to dive back into our topic today of unconditional love and what is it and how can we cultivate it. And we are going to bring in our lovely guest that's with us weekly, Saber. Hi, Saber.
Hello, my beautiful friend. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. And I'm really always glad to be here and speaking to you.
Oh, my gosh. I love talking to you. I love spending time with all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And look, you know what Atana was just saying before a little bit about, you know, a lot of people are really struggling right now. There's a lot of stuff coming up in the world, the state of the planet, political state, astrologically, there's some pretty heavy hitting astrological forces in motion at the moment that are bringing up a lot of you know, heavy energy for people, and which is going to continue really for the next 18 months as well. And Atada was just saying, you know, he really wants to make sure that people know that we're here to support them, and especially you guys being healers. So I'd love if you could just talk a little bit about the support and unconditional love and what people can do to really tap into that.
Well, I think there's a lot of people wondering, how do you get past so much hate? That is like the energy of the moment, right? Or the energy that we think is of the moment, because it's everywhere. It's on TV. It's on the internet. It's on the radio. It's not with us, but it's out there, right? It's at the grocery yep. store. It's at the children's school. It's everywhere. And the one thing that has really helped me to understand and live within this energy is looking at the hate as a front for sadness and despair and disappointment and feeling alone and feeling grief. Whoever is barking this hate is really so downtrodden and sad. And that helps me to kind of get over that hurdle, if you will, to meet them at the heart center. So instead of me saying with my brain, this person is a whack job, I cannot believe what they're doing, I hate them for what they're saying, this makes me so freaking mad, right? And this is what I used to do years ago. But now I say, this person must be so sad to be feeling and talking this way. Don't they have any love? Does anyone love them? Does anyone show them any sort of compassion? And I say, you know what? They may not, so I'm going to be that person. And I go in and out of the energy, right? Because some people are harder to deal with others. But that usually, 99% of the time, helps me to meet them in that heart center and understand where they're coming from.
Well, that's a really great insight. And do you also think that the people act like this because they are just so overwhelmed?
Of course. And I like to assimilate it to a child having a tantrum. They are tired. They're malnourished. They're overexerted. They're over involved with energies, where it's coming from electrical, physical, whatever. They haven't had enough sleep, right? Everything. It's just, you can attribute that to an adult having a temper tantrum. And it's kind of like laughable watching these people go through this, right? And you're just like, whoa, this person is a grown adult and they're acting this way. Holy moly, right? And you have to say to yourself, number one, I don't ever want to be like that. So thank you for showing me that. And for some reason, you're being shown that, okay? Everything that you go through in your life is a mirror for some experience, and we could talk about this all day. But for some reason, the universe is showing that to you. And so I like to kind of seek further why that's being presented to me, but also being open to us healing at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of it is people just, you know, being misunderstood, feeling incredibly frustrated, and probably just actually not knowing what to do. And so that not knowing what to do can sometimes come out in all sorts of unusual ways. Atada, I just wanted to quickly revert to you for a minute. That what Saber's talking about here, we're seeing this all over the planet at the minute, you know, and she's right. There seems to be a lot of hate. What else do you think is coming up? And do you think people are just feeling overwhelmed? Or what do you think is going on?
Well, first of all, I think that's a great, way to approach the conflict situation when it's happening, to recognize what's the truth here. You know, what's the real, what's really underneath there. And then really support the healing, because obviously something is wrong when something is in that kind of disharmony. But at the same time, also we have to think about it as people who are remotely controlled. they are not basically in control of their emotions. They're basically media controls them, or the collective has an impact. And then it's a little bit harder to get to the core of the individual enlightenment, or the individual place that knows. And you have to, at that point when that happens, you have to know where is your center. How centered are you in this moment? Because this is, of course, an opportunity for you to deepen your centeredness. And every time when we are confronted with these conflicts, that we are, or conflict situations, we can utilize them for growth. And we can see, okay, so where do I still resonate with that? Why do I feel, where do I express that kind of energy? Maybe not in that aggressive form, but maybe in a mental, or maybe in an emotional, unexpressed, passive aggressive form. And it gives me an opportunity to refine my system and say, oh, look, I still have like some aggressions that I haven't worked out yet. I may do another run, or I may support myself in clearing it. But often when you see how the people are running around with an overload, their systems are on overload. They just have to dump it, project it on somebody else because they're so overwhelmed. And when that happens, you have to also navigate your space. You have to navigate the area where, your environment where you have to go to from point A to B, so that you're not picking up constantly dump loads of unresolved energetic residue that you karmically have to work out because some people don't want to do the work or they don't know how to. Mm-hmm. And when you, mm-hmm. when I go into spaces and places, you have to know what projections, everybody's projecting something, what projections are useful for you and what projections you say, I don't need these. Thank you though. Thank you for the invitation, but I don't want these kind of projections. And then they might find another solution. But ultimately, for me, this is like the greatest education, greatest street education ever, because you're learning to navigate and to be in a clear environment that you deserve. You deserve to be in, and you have a right to be in an environment that's unrestricted, that's not like putting things on you that you don't like. You know, you don't have to take that. And when you go to the
I agree.
And when you go to the collective,
and there's a lot of that. I think there's a lot of that going on.
Of course, and there's like, even if you look at the stereotyping, even if you look at the media, in the past it was the Russians, now it's the terrorists, you know, and you have to think about these projections where people want to stereotype a race or, and especially in Germany, just remember before the Second World War. And when that happens, it is like, it's well to known to not to know where this could head, you know, where this could go. And you owe it to yourself that you have a clear understanding, like what is real in this moment and what is the media projection? What is a specific part in society or government wants me to think? And what is my true emotion? What is my true feeling right now from human to human? And, you know, as a world traveler, I have to tell you, there's a language of the heart. And wherever you go, you can talk, you can speak this language. And it doesn't matter even how gruesome the situations may look, you start communicating from your heart and you say, hey, I'm a human. And this is what I'm doing. This is where I'm at. And how are you? And what is your journey? And you meet from heart to heart. That's really where beauty, where healing happens, because more and more that is tried to be taken away from us so that we look at each other skeptically or with projections or not in a loving way. And when that happens, it's something significantly human is being taken away from us, because even in the Bible, even in the Holy Scriptures, in the Quran, people say we're the strangers. They say, or people who are walking, when you invite them in the evenings, or when you see somebody that doesn't have something that you have and you can help them, or you can invite them to your table. They say in all of these scriptures that this could be angels. It could be actually angels hidden under a cloth of being an immigrant, of being having nothing, but yet coming with the mission of the divine to bring you great blessings.
Wow. Yeah, that's a very profound concept. Thank you, Atana. Saber, I'm just going to revert back to you for a minute. This unconditional love piece and that word for you, where does that go?
That word goes to the deepest parts of my soul. And when I have a stressful day, my guys will kind of, you know, use one of those words that I use, like seven or horse, to kind of pull me out of it. And I just remember that I know what to do. I know how to handle this. I know how to handle this as a woman, as a gentlewoman, as a mother, as a sister, as a friend, as a beautiful neighbor. I know how to handle this better and to stop the behavior that I'm doing. And one of my really, really, my closest friends, she knew what the topic was today. And she said to me, how can you live in unconditional love all the time? She said, what, do you got to live like Jesus? And I said, no. I said, that's the point. It is so hard to put this out there, right? And people say, oh, we got to live perfectly. And no, it's in the mistakes. That's where the most growth is made. And I told her, I said, it doesn't matter what happens, how you act, what you engage in, what you do, there's redemption always. And yes, we want you to do better, but you can always come back to the light. It's always there for you wherever you go. And you don't have to live like Jesus. You don't. We don't expect you to. But we expect you to start living better, living with more love. Put one foot in front of the other. Take baby steps if you're just starting out, but sprinkle a little love on there, right? And before you know it, you'll be running with love on your shoulders and love on your back. And then before you know it, you'll be flying and soaring with love in your heart. And you can get there. Because I guess,
and you are there because it just emanates from you as well. Actually, I have to say my experience of the three healers that we have on this program, Atana, Carol, and Saber, is that all of that emanates from the three of you. But I want to just say, doesn't being in that space just make you feel so good anyway? And the more you practice it and the more you give it out, the better you feel. It's sort of a selfish thing in some ways.
It really is. It's almost like, you know, you can compare it to being an alcoholic. You know, you can, you know, drink and be, you know, inebriated, but you're going to wake up with the worst hangover and be sick as hell the next day, right? You might as well intoxicate your life and your brain and your existence with something pure, something beautiful, something that the only hangover you have is you want more and you want to do it more. And that's the part that is beautiful. There's an endless supply of this to go around and it's free. So, you know, pay for drugs and feel like a dead person the next day, or freely take this in, this love, and have it emanate from you and help other people while you're helping yourself. And then the next day you feel good about yourself and proud of yourself, right? But I know how hard it is to make that switch because it's scary, because you don't really know. And I'm telling you right now, from the bottom of my heart, there's something better for you. There's something waiting for you that's better than what you're doing. And every day I try to make sure that I know that, and that I'm receiving that, but also delivering that the people that are around me. And whether it's the lady at the grocery store or if I'm on the air, I'm doing it. And you can do it too.
Yay. So we're just going to take a really quick commercial break and then we're going to come back. But I love that. Thank you, Saber. And everybody, get down to the crystal store and hug that giant quartz crystal and you will be inebriated with unconditional love as well. So just stay tuned. We will be back in a minute. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. Today we have been talking about unconditional love and how we can cultivate it. But Atana, I want to talk to our guests about something funny that happened this week, which was your big debut to Hollywood. Can you share with us a little sneak peek about what happened?
Yes, I helped to give Sacha Baron Cohen birth to a baby out of a very unconventional way. And I supported him in his gag prankster thing that he did, and it was an experience. I mean, it was a really interesting experience. And I kind of enjoyed.
How did you even get there? Where were you?
Well, they flew me out to Vegas. They asked me if I would be interested in helping this couple, experience, specifically the man experience, getting to the process of birth, where I obviously thought this is like an emotional support thing. And then after 5 minutes sitting there, of course, you see the bad makeup and 2 minutes or 5 minutes into it, I see, oh my God, this is a prank. I love it. I'm going to play with it. And then this is all arranged for me. I'm going to play all along with it. And I enjoyed myself so much doing it, though.
That's fantastic. And is this going to be on television or where's it going to be?
It's on Showtime. It's already aired on Showtime on Who is America, the new show that Sacha Baron Cohen has, and he brings us out. It's being broadcast in Showtime. It's on the episode 106, 10 minutes in, and it's hilarious. I mean, I have to do it. I mean, how can you not do it?
Well, Tana, we know you love bad jokes, so that would have just, been perfectly aligned for you.
It was hilarious. I mean, it's like you're watching a train wreck going to happen, and it's just you can't look away. It's really interesting. It's intense at the same time, but I did as good as I could stay with it, with staying honest and not laughing and screaming out loud there. But it was an experience. I think it gave me a bit deeper insight in also media works and manipulation, and also deeper topics, because it goes on him wanting to experience his partner, what his partner is going to, his partner Naomi, I think, And then at the same time, he wants to experience how the female is going through the process, but he has an immigrant cleaning lady that he has he is treating really badly, right? So, and here he is wanting to experience the female process, but he really treats the immigrant female like she is not worthy. And I think it was very social, politically interesting too in this whole process, right? I want to experience this process, how the female feels, but not really respecting all the females. And it goes deeper and deeper into different contexts too. And I say, man, I have to be part of this because it makes so much visible the mediocre behavior of humanity. How we see, for example, you see your cats, for example, you feel they're beautiful, and you feed them with meat, but then you're vegan. You know, the irony in this, you just have to bring this out.
Yes, there is a lot of irony in the world today, a huge amount of it. Atana, thank you for sharing that. I'm going to look that up and I'm going to watch. I want to see you help Sasha Baron Cohen give birth. What was it? To a goat? What did he give birth to?
To a little plastic doll, and the top to everything is the baby came out with half a head. So half the head must have been somewhere still in there. And turns out his doula is actually his cleaning lady, and she is trying passive aggressively to get the rest of the head out. So after a while, I pulled his arm. She pulled, tried to find it. And then after a while, I just say, well, you know, this is about as much as I can do. I enjoyed the experience. Thank you. And I just walked out.
I love it. Well, on that topic, you are funny, Atana. I love the fact that you love a good laugh.
How can you not enjoy a good joke?
Exactly. You love a good joke. Life, everybody needs to laugh a little bit more and feel a bit happier. And that's what you also do very well, is that humor part. So it is perfect, perfect role for you to play. Atana, we're going to have to wrap things up in a minute, but, just on this topic of unconditional love and, Carol so beautifully put it before that, you can cultivate that to help save the planet by healing yourself. I just wanted you to just speak to that for a few minutes as well, please.
Where did she go?
Oh, I can hear you. I'm just wanting you to talk a little bit about the unconditional love and how we can cultivate it to save the planet.
Oh, me or Carol?
You, Atana.
Oh, my God. Okay. I thought Carol. Okay, so cultivating unconditional love is actually, and that's interesting that I understood it's Carol's turn, because she mentioned something beautifully. If you heal yourself, if you heal your heart, you're healing the planet because you are connected. And how we can cultivate unconditional love on a daily basis is start unconditionally loving yourself in all your deepest, darkest expressions, all your forms, all your ways. Specifically the parts that you don't like. I don't even want to go to saying the parts in you that you hate, but I would like you to look and consider all the aspects in your being that have not been yet integrated and being fully surrounded and fully influenced by your unconditional love. In this moment, bring your unconditional love, focus it like a beam of light into each of yourself, into each of your traits, into each of your characteristics, into your emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical, and send this unconditional love energy into yourself, into your mind, into your heart, into all the screwed up mistakes that you made, into all that guilt that you're still feeling, into everything that you still haven't let go, and get into a place where you unconditionally start loving yourself. Cultivate this in yourself, and then start loving the outside world. If you don't find it is easy to do it on yourself, start love something outside of you and slowly start directing it towards yourself too. Because without you, there's no oneness. Oneness can only be there if you are there too. So we're missing you. You're dearly missed. We're waiting for you. We are here. We are supporting you. We are loving you. And we are here whenever you decide to come to step up. We're going to be here. We're going to support you. We're going to give you big hugs. So get ready.
And tell you a few bad jokes.
Well, that's probably going to happen too. We're going to make you watch a couple funny videos.
Atara, I could talk to you all day long. I just love your wisdom, your everything, your energy. You know, I so wish I could be there for the opening of the crystal store today. We're going to have to say goodbye now. I just wanted to come back to Carol. Carol, if you could please just say farewell to our listeners this afternoon.
Farewell, and come enjoy the crystal store if you're anywhere near Nashville, and receive some unconditional love from this beautiful rose quartz.
Thank you. And Saba, just farewell, young maiden.
I love you so much. Do something special for yourself and for the world today. I love you.
Woohoo! Oh, that's great. Very nice. We love a bit of singing. We haven't had enough of that on this program, other than Atana's intro. And Atana, thank you as always. We just adore you so much.
Can I say something?
Thank you so much.
Can I say something, Anna? When you said we have three healers at the show here, remember you are a healer too, Anna. You in your beautiful, sacred way are a healer too. And let me tell you, you are a healer. And you are not leaving us alone on the show and just letting us do the work. You are the healer too.
Thank you. So I appreciate that, Atana. I appreciate it. I wish I could come down and touch that rose quartz. I'm just going to say it once more before we leave. The store in Nashville opening today at between 4 and 8 p.m. It is 804 Meridian Street. So get down there and see Atana and see those incredible crystals, and we're all sending love to our listeners. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to the hosts of our program, and thank you to everyone who joined in. We'll see you next week.